Before I was a Christian, when I moved, I didn't move to be closer to God. I moved to be in the most beautiful place I could find with a temperate climate. In my 20s, that was San Francisco. I made it my home and began my photography career. But after the Lord apprehended me in a spectacular show of power while living in Phoenix, all that changed. I had been influenced heavily by John Michael Talbot's music, Deep, Called Unto Deep, and I sought the Lord about being close to the community run by a habited Third Order Franciscan from John's community, which was thousands of miles away on the East Coast. As I grew deeper with the Lord, all I wanted is to be near Him, and that meant being in the place He chose for me. It was on the night of Hurricane Gloria that I had my biggest breakthrough, in a tar paper cabin on a mountain in the Poconos. It was amazing as the hurricane swept through the outskirts of Washington, D.C., and I will never forget the powerful graces He entrusted to me that night. It turned my world upside down and lined it up with God's perfect will. That was the very beginning of my love affair with Jesus, and I will never forget the journey He brought me through because I was willing to go anywhere, to live anywhere, under any circumstances, to be in His perfect will for my life. Fast forward a few years, and the father of my children left me because I was just too radical and couldn't embrace the world that he loved. Alone with four children to homeschool and care for, God sent me to a place I really didn't want to be, deep in the desert, the Sonoran Desert in Phoenix, Arizona. I remember looking out of my tiny house window and crying because all I could see were cactuses. And there was one beautiful cactus outside the window, but someone came along and cut it down. Oh my gosh. Anyway, that was in Phoenix, Arizona. And I remember crying for trees and forest. Please, Lord, send me to the forest. The bleak desert did nothing for my heart, but I soon learned to appreciate the desert nights as I would take the kids for a ride in the Jeep and we'd go exploring. Wow, that was fun. I remember the stars and the moon. The Lord made a way, but I longed to move to Arkansas and be near John's community. I had an inner sense that I would meet my husband to be there. Besides, I loved the deciduous forests, mountains, and rivers. Yet my motive was totally spiritual. In any case, I did meet my husband there, and we began touring the country, he with his songs and myself with the visions of heaven and messages from the Blessed Mother and the saints. I would share, especially being detached from the world and evangelical poverty, which set me free from all the agendas of the world I'd been conditioned to love as I was growing up. Dear ones, the Lord sent us to Montana in the dead of winter, to Florida in the heat of the summer, to Iowa in January, and to Taos in the fall. There we ended up in an abandoned old adobe Ezekiel had a vision of, and the owners graciously allowed us to live there, rent-free. Each place Jesus sent us, we learned essential things we could not have learned anywhere else. So now I come to what I'm observing with souls who are thinking about joining us. The winter is threatening and dangerous to them, and in fact has control over some thinking. Dear heart dwellers, never let the climate control your preferences. Please, only God. Let only God choose the direction for your life. He knows who you need to be with and during what season of your life. Yield to Him. Seek Him with all your heart and do not allow your body and the demons to determine where you live. What is happening here, for instance, is a great deepening of faith and brotherly love. The conditions that seem inclement to the flesh, difficult to the flesh, are the most perfect conditions to grow in brotherly love and faith. The resolve of the souls who have come here is one beautiful thing to see. They trust God so deeply that weather is not even an issue for them, only being where God wants them in the right time and season. And I don't know if you've experienced it, but I know that in the past I've experienced when things are tough, people band together, walls come down, and there's more harmony and more unity of purpose. And the brotherly love is just there and a beautiful thing to experience. Lord, have you something to add? Jesus began, "My beloved ones, my brides, always seek me on where to live. It is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. To choose to please the flesh is foolishness and will not lead to a deeper walk with me. I want to send you where you need to go to grow and serve others. Rarely does that coincide with your ideal climate. In fact, when you come to serve me, prepare yourself for trials, because I will desensitize you to your preferences. I will send you to a location at the worst time of the year, because this is not a vacation, but a war zone. I need two things when I do this. Number one, I need to teach you the things that are most important to you and things that you can only learn where I'm sending you. And number two, you are needed in the location I send you. There are always souls there that are marked to be touched by you. Please do not complain when I send you to Alaska in winter and the Amazon in the summer. Of course, that's extreme, but I use it as an example to prepare your hearts to be obedient. The few detachments you have to any earthly thing, including where you live, the freer you will be to serve me without distraction. Sometimes I do choose an ideal environment for both your flesh and your heart. Rejoice when that happens, but do not become too attached, because I could move you on. In everything you undertake, there are layers of lessons, layers of gifts and friends, layers of opportunities. Right now, Mother Claire has the opportunity to fight the darkness in her location, as she shares so open-heartedly with you. Her enemies make note of where she might be most vulnerable. This is a good thing, because then I use their attacks to make her stronger where she was weak. For you see, all things serve my purposes. The enemy imagines differently, but they cannot see nor understand the whole picture, so they do not realize I'm using them to build up my kingdom into ever-increasing cycles of strength. I realize, wow, they didn't understand what your death would mean at all, or they never would have killed you. That's amazing. Just amazing. The Lord knew how he was going to use that whole scenario of his passion. I asked the Lord, "Lord, please tell me. Some around us are talking about big trials coming, etc., etc. You know, the usual speak about the bad thing that's going to happen next to change the world. Is this something I need to be concerned with? Because I haven't heard anything from you about this in a while." Claire, dearest, there are many prayers going up because my people have woken up from a deep slumber. So many more now understand the truth about their government, and they have joined hands and forces to implement changes. I am so pleased with this growing awareness and plan of action. Yes, there are dangers, but so much has been averted. It is as it has always been. More end-of-the-world talk every day. More preppers buying into provisions every day. Preparing for the inevitable every day. But I want you to stay with me in the wedding chamber and not indulge or concern yourself with the gossip mills. My prayer warriors who are faithful are awakened to the needs, But mostly I want you all to draw so much closer to me, because when you breathe the air of the Spirit that I breathe, you flow in and out of prayer needs with me. Your heart being united to mine senses the pain and prays. I pray through you, even with your understanding, even as I did today as you prayed for the children kidnapped for satanic ritual abuse. When there is serious cause for concern, I will let you know. But until that time, be led by my Spirit to pray in unison with what my heart is feeling. And always, always pray for your president. Jesus, do we need to prepare for something? He replied, prepare your heart to be closer to mine, more in sync with mine. This is the only preparation you need. There are so many rumors in the spirit and in the world, but until you specifically hear from me, continue to bring your heart into deeper union with mine. Repent for those things I bring to your mind. Repent for your nation. Continue to increase your fasting and self-denial, and seek only my face and live. Do not get caught up in the endless rumors. Rather, be caught up in me, and you will know what is important for you to know. My people, continue to pray against tragedy. Don't expect it. Rather, expect mercy. Pray for mercy and be free to enjoy me in your deepening prayer times. I love you. I am with you, and I long to hold you near to my heart.